Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectus Radio, FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to say that we've got Simon Bryant on the line. And Simon is from Hampshire Council. First of all, welcome and thank you for being there, Simon.
Good afternoon, Ian. I'm the Director of Public Health for the Isle of Wight Council.
And what's obviously the reasons why we've got you on today is because, you know, I think over the last few months, people have become complacent, and ourselves included, because I don't think we do enough of these kind of interviews, talking and updating people. But obviously in the last sort of 4 or 5 days, things have come to light about a new variant. First of all, what can you tell us about this variant? What should we be wary of?
So we know with all viruses that they do mutate and change. And what we've seen with this coronavirus is that it has mutated into a new variant. Slightly different. We've had a number of those variants over our time, and we've given them names like Alpha, Beta, Delta, and this one's called Omicron. And it's to do with the way that the proteins on the edge of the virus work. So different variants will react differently to the circumstance they're in. So they may spread faster, they may cause more severe disease, or they may not react to the vaccine. This is the new one, so we're still investigating. It looks like it may transmit a little bit faster. What we don't know is how it reacts to the vaccine. It's positive at the minute. We seem to think it reacts well to the vaccine, and we're looking at other factors. So from what we know is that we just want to be careful and cautious. So nationally, we're looking at how to react to that. And you've seen, I think we've got 3 cases in the UK, in England as we speak. So we're looking at how we track those and look at surge testing around those areas.
Well, just to update you, Simon, sorry, I thought I heard eight cases, but, you know, my point would be now is that this time last week we were talking about it being in South Africa, and then somebody said it's in Holland, and now it's in Britain. So it has spread quite quickly. Should we be majorly concerned?
I think with all variants of this virus, we need to carry on being sensible, thinking about hands, face and space. But also it's really important that we take up the vaccine. We know that the vaccine is effective, so we want to take up either your first or second dose, if you're offered that, or your booster, really important. And that is helping us protect against the virus. And what we've seen during the pandemic is that actually, yes, we are seeing cases across all age groups, but actually the hospitalizations aren't following where we had in the first and second wave. So we've got a lower number of hospitalizations. The vaccine's working. People need to take up the vaccine to prevent themselves getting ill.
How does the this new variant? I mean, I know that it's going to be a number of weeks before we find out major details. But what's your thoughts on it so far? I mean, is it worse than we had 18 months ago? Or what can we expect?
So we're still looking at the new variant. As I say, it looks like the vaccine's effective against it. So I'm encouraging everybody to take up the vaccine, which will prevent illness. We know the vaccine is very, very effective, which is why we're increasing the rollout of the booster vaccine and encouraging everybody to take that opportunity up.
I know that you're working for the council and you are advising us, and thank you for doing that. There's times when I look at people locally and think I'd rather have you advising me than the government, because something that we've asked in the last little while is that the government are saying wear a mask on public transport. But just say, for instance, you could be on your way to a gig wearing a mask, public transport, and then you go to the gig and you could be with a crowd of people that are going to the same gig and you don't have to wear a mask. It kind of contradicts itself a little bit.
So we know there are a number of measures that can reduce the spread of the vaccine. One is wearing a mask, good hand hygiene, also taking a lateral flow before you go so you know you're positive. So there's a number of measures we can take, and we need to think about how we do that and the circumstances and the places that we're going and whether wearing a mask is appropriate. As you say, we've brought that in shops and in public transport from the 30th of November. We'll be working with businesses and others to support them to think about how we can continue to wear a mask. I wear my mask wherever I go when I'm in a venue.
What would you say to those people that have, over the last few months, been a little bit complacent, and now they're being asked to not be so complacent? They need to do things. I mean, you know, what? How can you politely say to those so they get the message?
Yeah, I really just urge people to think about where they're going and what they're doing and how to protect themselves against coronavirus. We know it's out there. We know it's spreading. We want to protect themselves, their families, friends and colleagues. It's really important. Whilst most people, because of the good uptake of the vaccine, don't have severe illness, some people still do get severely ill. So I would say, please do take this seriously. It's an important action we can take. And with that, we can protect ourselves and prevent further spread of the virus.
Do you know, you speak so much sense, and it's, you know, what I don't want to do is have to do a really long interview, and we get, the message is quite simple from yourself, and that is, if you haven't had the vaccine, get it. And if you are, you know, going out, using public transport and being in crowds and so on, you know, you've got to wear a mask now. You've got to start thinking about, you know, the safety of, because it's going to put our hospitals and people under pressure. How are they coping at the moment?
So when talking to NHS colleagues, the NHS is under pressure. We know that. A number of factors in that, partly due to the number of people with coronavirus, which is a new virus, but also the fact that we are supporting the NHS to go through their backlog of cases, and we have winter viruses circulating as well. So there's a number of things we need to be careful of in order to ensure that we can remain well and carry on doing what we need to do. And as I say, those things are just fairly simple and straightforward in my mind. Good hand hygiene. Think about washing your hands when you've been out, wearing a mask, and social distancing. And I know from, you know, talking to people, it is frustrating and people want to move on. But these are really key measures we can take to help prevent the spread of the virus.
Now, I'll be honest with you, Simon, I was panicked a little bit yesterday. And this was because we got a message from NHS saying that they are asking for people to put nurses and people up in the next couple of weeks. And I've never heard of that before. So can you explain, do you know, are you the right person to ask?
You probably need to take that question to the NHS about how they're managing and how they're using their contingency planning to manage, as I say, the pressure that the NHS is under.
Okay. I mean, just to me, you know, obviously I was a little bit concerned because I've never heard this before. And you start thinking, crikey, that must be really, really under pressure if they're like, you know, wanting people to put them up as well. They must be expecting or having a lot of people coming over to help out what could be possibly a massive problem. But at the moment, can you reassure us that we're coping?
So the NHS, as I said, is under pressure. I couldn't comment on the NHS specifically, but I do know that we're working very closely with them to help prevent spread of winter viruses in general. So that's flu, COVID and other winter viruses.
I appreciate your time today, Simon. Is there any other, you know, advice that you'd like to give our listeners?
No, I'd just really like to thank them for what they're doing, continuing the good messaging and keep up the good habits. And with this, we will get through this winter and work through to an easier time in the summer.
Is there a website that we can go to find out more and get more advice?
If you go to the Isle of Wight Council website, you'll find the links to all the coronavirus advice there.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Simon. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.